remember where you learned, when you learned the particular sugya. But some strange reason, this sugya about Pensacua, which we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, so I can tell you exactly where I learned it, because it was in a little bit of a strange context. It was a Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I had gone to a couple of years ago, we were learning Pesach Yeshiva a couple of years ago. I took my kids to some trip. So I had to drop them off the heights and wait for 5 hours to pick them up. So I was so excited. So I drove to the heights, I dropped them off on the bus, and then I went on the trip, and I went up to YU to sit in the Sukkah. I was going to sit and learn, and my smile was gone. I was all ready for a tremendous day of learning. One small technicality, it was raining. It started to rain, so I had everything in. So I walked into the Beis Medrash. So I was sitting and learning the Beis Medrash. But the whole day that I was sitting there, I was a little agitated because I really wanted to go back to the Sukkah. So it was like drizzling. So I kept on looking. So every 5 minutes, I went outside to check. So I bring my Shfarim back outside, and then 5 minutes, it started to rain again. So I spent the whole afternoon. I don't know much I sat at the Sukkah that day, but I remember that was the Sukkah. That was the day I learned Ben Pekua. So that was the. So hopefully something came out of that day. So comes the Gemara on Daf of days of the days. And ask the Shaila going back to Rabbi Yehoshua, because Rabbi Yehoshua and Chizkiya, and according to Rabbi Yehoshua, any time the Torah says Hashem Yehoshua, so always automatically includes that. Oh, and according to Chizkiya, that's not true. According to Chizkiya, it's only true if the Torah says specifically Lo Yehachel, Hashem Lo Yehachel has that connotation, like Pechamitz, but other Yisurim them. So comes the Gemara and asks on Chodeis and Beis, the first little line is Bo. So about a third of the way down, one third of the way down or so, first little line is Bo. When it comes to Shoah Niskal, so Shoah that killed somebody, it's supposed to be killed, the stone by the Beis Din. The Torah says, Lo Ye'achos Besaro. There's an Isra Achil on Shoah Niskal. And we have a very, very famous Brice about this Pasuk, Lo Ye'achos Besaro. Rashi calls it Pumish. The time the Brice tells us, Mimash Mashinah Masakoi Sakela Shoah. The Torah itself says, Sakoi Sakela Shoah. So that means by definition, the Shoah is not Shechted. It's stone of cliff, stone. So, any Adash in a Vela, on a Vela Surbi Achila. So, of course, you're not allowed to eat it. The Torah should have said, when you have a Shoah kills somebody, Sakoi Sakela Shoah. And then anybody can figure it out on their own that you can't eat it because it's an Vela. Any Adash in a Vela, Vela Surbi Achila. Matar Lova Lo Yeachel. So, why does the Torah say, Lo Yeachel? Magi b'chah kosov, shim shachta li'acha shim madino asur. The Torah is telling you a chiddush that if you soak on the shore, vav you can't eat it. And even if the Beis Din never got around to being soaked on the shore, but they were gomer din on the shore, they already paskin that chayav skila, and the Beis Din's taking the shore out to be skilled, and the owner goes and jumps in, tells the shechta, quick, go shechta right away. So even though technically it was shechted, so there was a kosher, a shechita, so I would have thought that it's now mutter. So that's the pshat. The pasuk lo yachos besaro. So the chiddush lo yachos besaro is not in the case where the shore was actually stone. The chiddush is in a case where the shore was shechted liachash nekmatino. Then the brayz continues. Eli yelo biachil bano minay. Not only is it also biachil, how do you know it's also bano also? Ta'ul lo balo shenoki. How does that pasuk mean? That my mashma. Shimon zayin lo ayim eke adam shem lechaveru yatzaploni nochim minachosov. We would say it was cleaned out and there's nothing left. It's also about Noah, as well as Elam and Manoshim Klum. So after this whole bright, so finally the Gemara gets to the punchline. Time in the Kosovo, Balashanoki. The only reason why the Shor Niskal is also about Noah is because the Torah says it explicitly. The email Lo Ye'ochel, or the word Lo Ye'ochel itself, is Rechim Mashma, so no Lo Mashma. The word Lo Ye'ochel doesn't necessarily mean Yisrael Noah, which of course poses a problem both to Rabbi Yehoshua and to Chizkiya. So we're not even going to get to the answer to the question. We have enough in the Gemara to develop our sugya now. So let's go back to what the real theme of this braisa was. It's more and more braisa, very famous braisa that Rashi Chumash quotes. Chazal were bothered with the problem. They read the pasuk, and the pasuk was superfluous. So kol yisakel l'shor, kill the shore through skila, v'lo yachos besaro. Why do I need Lo Yachos Besaro? Obviously I can't eat it. It's Nevela. Because of that Kasha, so therefore Chazal came up with this drasha. Toshma Fat tells us, because of that Kasha, it must be that Lo Yachos Besaro has a different connotation. It means Shachta Le'ach Shadig Badino. But the Kasha is a Gabal to the Kasha. It's a Murray to the Kasha. In Me'acha Shekosov, Ksacho Yisav Lashor, Eni Odesh Nevela Mevela Subichi. That's the point that we want to focus on. So the Rishonim ask a question. It's at first glance, a very strange question. I mean, you have to be honest, I don't think I would have asked this question. That's why I'm not a Rishon. But all the Rishonim involved discussion. This was like the popular question in the Middle Ages when they read this Gemara. I don't understand this. Was Kashi asked the Rishonim, what do you mean? Every time you do Skilus Ashur, it's always Nevela? That's the premise of the Braisa. Every single time we do skilus ashore, by definition, it's in the vela, and therefore there's no purpose for the Torah saying loch v'sar. I could have figured it out on my own. It's not true. I'll find you a 1 in 10 million cases where you can stone ashore, throw it off a cliff, and it's not a vela. And it would have been good to eat. Hamash malon loy achas b'saro. That even then, it's also to eat. What's the case? What crazy case is that? Oh, good morning. We enter into the world of the fourth Brachos Echschulin, the famous institution called Aben Pakua. It's the Chaza for a second. What in the world is Aben Pakua? So the Mishnah tells us in Masech Echschulin, if you shecht an animal, the animal's pregnant, and you open up the animal, and let's say the Vlad is not alive. Vlad is a dead Vlad. It died. It wasn't yet developed yet. It dies when the mother shechted. So the din is everybody agrees that's mutter. You're allowed to eat that Vlad, no problem, no question about it. The Vlad is considered to have the status of the mother. How do I know that? So the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, ba behema osatochelu, the extra bays, ba behema, lahat tokol mashen nimtzu behema. That's a special din that the Tashba tells us that anything that's inside the mother, kol shem behema techelu. Come to Tanoim and have a machlekes, just how far does that Gzeres HaKosim go? So comes Rabbi Meir and says that Gzeres HaKosim of Kol Behemot Techelu only applies if the baby inside is not alive, it's not walking around if it comes out. But if the Yeshech, the mother, and lo and behold, there was a full term baby in there, the baby Shpatiyah's out, so Rabbi Meir says, that's not Baba Behemot, that baby was already 1 foot out, the baby was already on the way out, the mother was supposed to go into labor, that's not called Baba Behemot Techelu. And Rabbanan said no. Rabbanan said, Tachlis. Bottom line, that baby was inside when you shechted the mother. Babahema Techel was Matarit. It was Nita with the Shechita of the mother. And listen to this. There's no need to shecht that animal. That animal could walk right out, and you can go and do whatever you want. You can throw the animal off a cliff, for our cases. You can stone it, you can shoot it, whatever you want to. Het de gomer, there's no sin of anyone, it's a baby. We shechted with the mother shechita. That's the Rabbanan's all-encompassing understanding of the Gzeres HaKosim Baba Behema Techelu. That's what we call in Halacha, Ben Pakua. And we pass it on to Rabbanan. We pass it that it's mutter. Sometimes with the Rabbanan, there may be issues of Marisayan. Looks a little bit like Marisayan. You go up and take a bite out of a live egg. We're not talking about that right now. With the Raisa, it's Zicha mutter. With the Raisa, we pass it like the Rabbanan. Without a question, a Ben Pakua is mutter. So come to Bishan and ask a very strange question. When the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, Sakol Yisakel HaShor, Lo Yochlos B'Saro, so the Chazal asked the question, it's obvious Lo Yochlos B'Saro, because after all it wasn't Shechted. So ask the Rishonim, not so obvious. Maybe the Pasuk's talking about a Ben Pakua, was the type of an animal that killed. This baby's got a little mark on it that says Ben Pakua, it came out of its mother 5 years ago, it's a Ben Pakua, it never needed Shechita. It will never need Shechita. Maybe that's the case of Pashas Mishpatim. Maybe that's what the Torah is talking about. So, Kol Yisakel HaShor, you have to kill the shor. V'lo yochas b'saro. It's not Osral Sevela, because it never needed Shechita. It's the only crazy case that animal doesn't need Shechita. And Alpha B'chein, Osral Torah v'lo yochas b'saro. That's the Rishayim's kasha. How did Chazal know that lo yochas b'saro is referring to a Shechita Nachash Rigmadinai? Maybe it's referring to Skila Mamish, Hachem Ha'eskir to a Ben Pakua. Again, I don't think most of us would have asked the kasha, but all the Rishonim asked this kasha. So we're going to try to spend today to try to figure out what are the fascinating answers to this kasha. Many of these terutzim have lumdus and worlds in of themselves. We're going to try to see, understand where the Rishonim are coming from, the different approaches to this dilemma. So whether you like the kasha or don't like the kasha, that's the kasha for Rishonim is. So those who have the Rambam premise on their phones or sword in their devices. Now I finally understand why we had to decide to have the Iyun Shir on a weeknight instead of on Shabbos. Remember when we were trying to discuss it? It would have made it so much more complicated for printing. And that the bishop wouldn't have been able to join us every Shabbos. So at least we would have had to come to Dinah every Shabbos.
But he's here every Shabbos.
It's honorary resident. So if you take a look at the Machmokom in the Shittim Kubetzes, there are two different Machmokoms. There one's the Ritval, one's the Shittim Kubetzes. So the Shittim Kubetzes quotes Barash Bazal. There are two parts of it, right? Everyone's got it? Barash Bazal Kosov. It's coming through.
No, it's just the
very high tech shul over here.
Shittim Kubetzes Ma.
Okay, can I? Yeah? Okay.
I have it. Which one is it?
The Shiva Prince. One's a Shita, one's a Mitzvah. Sounds good?
No? Is that Rashbaza?
Yeah, Rashbaza. Okay, we'll remember. I'll be right to Shemekah in the kill. Verash Bezal Kosov, Bezal Hashem. Tirtz of Etosis. The lower Mina Le Lekra Kiksiva Aben Pekua Kiksiva. The Rashba quotes from Tosis and says, but I would call the simplest, most elementary answer to this question. Namely, that I don't want to use the word ridiculous, but Rabbi Isai, to say that a Pasuk Chumash is talking about a Ben Pekua, I mean, come on. That's what the Pasuk Chumash is talking about. It's so absurd, it's so ludicrous to say such a thing. So Tosis said, the Kasha is Mishkan Kasha. The Rashba quotes from Tosis, such a parents. So listen to what the Rashba says. V'ein teret zemuchu v'beinai. Dr. Rashba, I'll be a such a good terrorist. Dalo aminim benida. Hanachle lekra du dochik umoke anavshe. The Rashba references the Gemara Maseches Nida that also tries to pull off, you know, to say that a pasuk is talking about a very crazy kind of a case. The Gemara says, what? How can that be? The Gemara says, yeah, it's a dochik pasuk. It's a shmer pasuk, but that's what it's talking about. So the Rashba says, just because you could say a pasuk is talking about one crazy wild case, that's not going to solve the problem. Even if a ben pekua gores, the shor biyama lechaskila biachila. Normally, it would be mutter biachila after skila. Hachalitza. So that would have been a valid interpretation of the pasuk. So the Rashba rejects Tosfos, what we would call the simplest answer. So what is the answer? Says the Rashba. So it nirelisa the Rashba. Mishum dolo ikri shor elakishenolad. Says the Rashba. A vocabulary, Terence, a dictionary, translation of a word. Says the Rashba, the Torah speaks about a shor being nogeach. A ben pekua is not called a shor. It's called an animal. It's not called a shor. Why is it not called a shor? The kesev, the eis, kedesiv, shor, o kesev, o eis, ki yivaleid. A ben pekua can never be called a shor, can never be called a kesev, it can never be called an eis, because a ben pekua never experienced what process? Leda was never born. Apialach, that's not called being born. If you shechted the mother and then you take the baby out, it was never born. And since Apialach was never born, it's not called the shore, and that can't be the shore ha'amavatayr refashis mishpatim. That's the teretz of the Rashba. So the Rashba gets into trouble. Because there is a Gemara that says, in the beginning of Maseches Bechoros, Rav Rosh is about to refer to, there's a Gemara beginning of Maseches Bechoros that has the following strange shout. You think today's Ben Pekua shouts are strange? Listen to this one. Upeter chamor tefteh b'seh. Person has a firstborn donkey, and he wants to do pidyo peter chamor, so he has to take a seh. Mal liftos the Ben Pekua. He can use a Ben Pekua to be the lucky seh to do pidyo peter chamor with. Gemara says, why not? So Gemara says, well, maybe it's not called the Seh. Guess what, says the Gemara, it is called the Seh. So comes the Rashba and asks himself, if a Ben Pekua is called the Seh, how come it's not called the Shor? So says the Rashba, what's the Kasha? It's not a Kasha, he just quoted the Pasuk. Shor, o kesev, o eis, ki yivaleid. Whenever the halacha is formulated in terms of a Shor, it's got to be ki yivaleid. If it's a kesev or an eis, it's got to be ki yivaleid. Whenever the Torah uses the word Seh, Seh means, even if it's a ben pekua, sisrei Torah in linguistics, in Lashon of Lashon HaKodesh, so state in the Rashba. So you can already begin to sense that the terutzah that we saw up till now, Hilgim Rishonim gave them, but somehow, we're not going to make a whole shir out of those two terutzah. The Tosfos teretz was, now come on, it's a dochik teretz, don't say the pasuk ben pekua, there's not too much to talk about. The Rashba is giving himself linguistics about what is called the Shor, not called the Shor, yet called the Seh, not called the Seh, very little that I can add to that. But now the Lamdus begins. The Lamdus begins with the Ritva, it's the next of the Maram Kovas, it's Ritva Maseches Kiddush. So comes the Ritva, and he has the same kasha that all the other Rishonim give. If we take a look, it's a couple lines into the Ritva. Mori. He's quoting from the Ra'ah, who was quoting from the Ra'ah's Rebbe. The Ra'ah's Rebbe was the Ramban. So this teretz has its roots back to the Ramban. But Mori the Ru, B'Shem Rabbo's Al Tiretz. Havadai, Ki amar hamana sakol yisakel ashor. La mishum knasa de shor, el mishum knasa de bailam nami. So the Ritva gives you a little bit of background. What is the goal of skilas ashor? We're trying to curse there as the animal bore somebody, kill somebody, you kill the shor. So immediately the Ritva is raising the question, why do we kill the shor? What is the pshat of this din? Is this a punishment geared towards the owner, or is this a punishment geared towards the shor? That's the question that the Ritva is referring to. So the Ritva starts out by saying, it's clearly not a punishment to the shore. How we do that, we don't know yet. It's clearly not a punishment to the shore. It's clearly geared towards the owner. Knas de bayam nami. Chilkach. Al korchach asre biachila le'olam v'yafilu b'ben pekua. The ilav my knasa ikal le'bayam. Alavada ishalakach ob retoyre sheyisokel kidei sheyadino kinevela v'afilu b'ben pekua she'edaton shechita. The Chafetz Ritva just said, "There's more dikatemis." Comes Ritva and says, "Let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the Gemara again. Open up Pesachim Chavez and Beis and read the Gemara very, very carefully together. The Brisa, the Tanya, the Mashma Shinema. Sakol Yisakel Hashor, Eini Edeish Inevela Unevela Asur Biachila. Who's going to translate that one for me? Eini Edeish Inevela Unevela Asur Biachila." I know you did skill on him. I know you didn't take a knife and shech the sim on him, right? That's what I think the Gemara means. I know you killed it through skila, and we open up your deo cheshchita and we realize that skila is not a method of shechita. So I know Isavah Heter dictates to me that this is an avela. Is that the pashas in the Gemara? Is that exactly what the Gemara is saying? Any adeshin avela. So call yourself a lashor. Any adeshin avela. Don't I know it's an avela? Why is it an avela? What makes it an avela? It makes it an avela. The fact that I didn't shecht it properly. Skill is not a method of shechita. Any adeshin avela. That's what I told Shah Nikmar. The Rambam tells us that's not the correct Shah Nikmar. Listen to this Shah Nikmar. Another way of reading it. So call yourself a lashor. The Torah tells me to kill the shor. Now, in parentheses. It is obvious why the Torah tells me to kill the shore. Why does the Torah tell me to kill the shore? To punish who? When to punish the shore. The shore doesn't know what's going on. To punish the Bible. That's obvious the goal. And, next, parenthesis number two. And to punish the Bible, what must I do? How can I possibly turn around and tell the Bible that they can eat the meat, that would be a terrible punishment. That would be a nothing punishment. That would be a zero punishment. You tell them to buy them, we're going to give you a steak, we're going to give you a barbecue, we're going to let you eat the meat. It can't be. Licked in the skilas ashur, licked in the cheshen nishpa, licked in the einish of the bialim, is an automatic iser on eating the meat. You cannot eat the meat. The Gemara is not even talking about whether it's treif or not. This is not a machos asuros question. This is a cheshivishma question. This is an ancient question. This is a most sahedrin question. Eini adesh in avela is a code phrase for saying, for the fact that the Torah says to kill the shor, don't I know that the bailam and melo can't eat the meat? That's obvious, because if the bailam can eat the meat, what's the onish to the bailam, was it? There was no onish whatsoever. That's the alternate way of reading the Gemara. I wouldn't have read the Gemara that way. But the Ramban, here the Ramban says, you can read the Gemara that way. Any addition of Vela doesn't mean Nuchas Nevela, doesn't mean Cheshchit, that means any addition. Of course it's Osir, Avat it's Osir. Otherwise, what kind of Enish is that?
What does the tears make any sense? If the Baal jumps in and shechs it, what does that solve?
So one could argue that maybe the Onish only kicks in after the Onish was mamish meted out. The guy circumvents the Onish, so he circumvented it. But if the Onish is already done, then clearly the Bialim can benefit from it. So that's what the Maskana was. Okay? So that's a very, very new way of reading the Gemara, the Ramban is saying. What does the Ramban gain from this? It totally, completely circumvents which Kasha? The Ben Pekua issue. If a Ben Pekua killed a person, any addition, of course you can eat the Ben Pekua. Not because it was a shechita dictates you can't, because the Gemara was never asking us a shechita. What prevents you from eating the shor shenogach, the shor haniskal, what prevents you from eating it is because the onesh shavoy prevents you from eating it. The onesh is just as true for a Ben Pekua as it is for a regular animal. So therefore, says the Ramban, there's no way in the world the Gemara could have said, hocha maeski to Ben Pekua. There's only a svar l'chalik between a ben kuku and a normal animal if the Gemara's any edition of Vela was your day of speaking. But the minute that any edition of Vela is chashim mishpat speaking, there's no chiluk whatsoever between a ben kuku and a regular animal. Let's go back and read that ritva together again. Very unique way. Comes with one says, "Mori ruf shem rabbis al tukim." The havada ki amar rachamana sakoy sekel ashor. La mishum kenasa the shore. That's his starting point. Is that it's not just a stamp punishment for the shore. La mishum kenasa the bayal nami. Hilchah. Therefore, al kochacha asher biachila li'olam. Therefore, the Torah must have asked it biachila. Even if it's a ben pakua, the ilav, because if not, my kenasa ikal bayalim. Obviously, there was no kenas. El avada ishal kach amr Torah sheyisokil. The Torah said to give it skila kedei sheyadina kinveila. That it should be also to be in. Once you say that's the kasha of the Gemara, then there's no difference between a ben pakua and a regular animal. So it's taken up.
Well, why is it so self-evident that the knas is necessary to ask for also the, from choshe mishpat would have been enough to punish just to take away the value of the parent. There's no, it's not self-evident that the ben pakua also should be dragged into the...
No. We're not talking about the ben pakua. It means a ben pakua animal gourd. Not that. It's a different animal. The ben pakua gourd.
Why is it so frustrating that it's on the Baal?
Okay. So we're starting getting the ball rolling now. How many assumptions did this Ramban just make? He assumed it's such a dumb posh that the onus is on the Baalim, subject to discussion. There are few assumptions the Ramban is making. But before we come to question the Ramban, I want to bring you a riot. It's really the strange way. This is not the way you would have read the Gemara by any stretch of imagination. None of the other Rishonim read the Gemara this way. But the Ramban is marviyach something in this Pshat the Gemara. He solves a very strange question. Today's a night for strange questions. Anyone came down in the snow tonight? Here in doubt, the strange questions, some strange answers. The Minchas Chinuch read the Gemara Kipshuta, the way everybody else besides the Ramban read it, that the Gemara's point was in terms of your day. Namely, I get skila, so any addition, nevela. So obviously, Hilchas Shechita dictates, Shechita was done properly, of course it's a nevela. There's simple pshat in the Gemara. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, with Mamish Akash, you have to be Minchas Chinuch, this is Kasha. There's a Gemara talked away in the end of Maseches Yuma. It talks about the following shot. It's so wild, we have to give like a background, it's so wild and crazy. But again, it's the crazy night. The Gemara discusses a Shiloh, it's this one, of Osov Yespino. There's an Isidir Ice of Shechting, Osov Yespino, and Allah Shech, the mother and the baby, the father and the baby, depending on what you think about Osov Yespino, on the same day. The Gemara talks about the possibility of violating Osov Yespino, catch this one, on Yom Kippur. Kippur. Who in their right mind is Shechting on Yom Kippur? Someone says you won't believe this one. Okay? You have a chole sheyesh b'sakana. He needs meat. Right? And the animal in front of us that we're about to shecht happens to be, can't even say with a straight face, it's the baby of another animal that was just killed on Yom Kippur. What other animal was killed on Yom Kippur? The so'ir la'azazil was just killed on Yom Kippur. The so'ir mishtalech. We just threw it off the cliff a few minutes ago. I guess now the guy who brought it out really got hungry. He's about to die. That's the Mishnah Yisrael Yuma. He gets really hungry. The Dr. Paskins needs meat. And the animal we're going to shecht is going to be the baby of the Sora Lazazil. The Gemara raises the question, is that a violation of Osovius Benoyana? Okay? You want wild? Is that Osovius Benoyana? So the Gemara says, put yourself in the Kovna Nefesh Asper. So comes the Gemara and says, nah, that's not Osovius Benoyana. You know why that's not Osovius Benoyana? What does it say? Oh, so, yes, but no, lo sishcha tu biyomechod. I didn't shech the Sar Lazoz, I threw her off a cliff. To which, listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no. Apidin you shech the Sar Lazoz. The chiyasa litzuk, zui shchitasai. Get it? The chiyasa litzuk, zui shchitasai. Throwing it off the cliff, apidin counts as a shchita. Now, we're not really going to be eating too much that Sar Lazozel on its way down. But Apidin, that's called the Shechita. What did the Gemara just say? An unbelievable thing. What's Nunach in that Yisrael of the Gemara? When the Torah gives us unique halachas that emanate from a shechita, so usually shechita means v'zavachta kashet. Did you see how the definition of shechita means if you kill the animal the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mitzavi to do it? 99.999% of the time, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mitzavi to kill an animal by taking a knife and shechting the simanim. But every once in a while, the same Rebbeinu Shlomo told you to kill this animal in another way. So what does the Gemara say? This is called the shechita. Shechita in quotation marks. That's also called v'zavachta kashet tibisicha. And therefore, the dinim of Osovi Espino will kick in. They, even though one of the animals wasn't shechted according to your day of Chelek Aleph, but it was shechted according to Hilchas Sarim Mishtalayach, that's called the Shechita in Halacha. All the Dina Shechita have been fulfilled. That's called the Shechita of the Chiyasa Letzuk Zui Shechitasa. Because the Torah commanded you to kill the animal in such and such manner. So Shtei the Gemara Masech Zivu. Comes the Mechaz Chinuch and he has to bomb Kasha up in our Gemara. What does that Gemara say? Sakoy Sakel Ashor. Stone the shore, don't throw it off a cliff, throw it off a building, it's a classic on the shore, kill it through skila. So the Gemara says, what? Any adesh in a veilin, a veil of sub yachila? Penalty mark on that. What, is that. What does he say? What's Mechaz Chinuch's kasha?
How can it be?
It's not a veil, I did exactly what Terry told me to do. You told me to throw it off the building. The same way you told me to say, you were to throw it off the cliff and you called it a shlita. I call it a shlita now. And what are one of the dinim that emanates from Shlita? Is it Hetrachila? Is it Vachta, Hashem, Misich, Mechaltim, Sherecha? Is that the dinim? So if they have the Kasha, you have to be Mechaz Chinuch to think like this Kasha. This is the Kasha, the Bino Kasha, as I said again. He says, how can the Gemara say, oh, Sakoy Skil Asho, any day should avail, and avail Asuvi Achila? Stop, it's not true. It's not an Avela. Ay, it doesn't have Sivam Shechta, that's okay. Skil Asho, is it Vishchita Asho? That's Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha. It's a Tzachim Gadol.
The soy is allowed to be eaten?
What?
The meat of the soy.
So the soy may be other problems of kutchim and other mice of soy. That's really a whole other ballgame for soy. But this animal, there's nothing stopping me in this animal. Hey, give us what to do.
Oh, but maybe that's why the Gemara continues. Why?
But
it's saying, right, in the Yudish, in the meal. Meaning, even in that case, right, even when you're commanded to do it, it's still considered, we would consider it a special din.
No. The Gemara said because the pasuk is superfluous, so therefore we have to say the pasuk is talking about even before the skila happened. But he asked the Mechaz Chinuch, why is the pasuk superfluous? The pasuk is very necessary, because otherwise we svar would have said, chiyas latsuk, zui shchitasa, skila, zui shchitasa.
The Gemara new implies any time an animal is killed, according to halacha, for another reason, then that's called a shechita. It's not just special din by shechita.
Yeah, the Gemara says the chiyas latsuk is right. But you want to possibly right.
And when a coin kills a bird,
that's right. I was looking for that example. It's also motiri. Yeah. You're right. Mulikasa zui shechita asai. You're right. Right. Good example. So Mechaz Chinuch doesn't know how to solve this dilemma. Which great Rishon was not bothered with this kasha? Ramban. According to Ramban's pshat, the Gemara was never asking us here at Derech Shechita. The Gemara was asking us Chashimish, but us Oynish. So the Chiyas Letzuk from today till tomorrow, but the Oynish has to be in there. Yeah, but the Gemara's kasha was, this has to be an Oynish. It's got to be an Oynish. So the mail it's also the Achila. So the Ramban's pshat again, it's an innovative, creative pshat. It solves the Ben Pekur kasha. It solves Mechaz Chinuch's kasha, two strange kashas. I admit two very strange kashas. But Tapa, no pun intended, this one, I gotta say it. Kill two birds with one stone, this one, okay? It's a bad pun, I didn't mean it, but it came out. Rabbi Sai, but let's start asking kashas in the Ramban. Don't just take the Ramban's word for it. They ask two kashas in the Ramban. So Josh posed the first kasha in the Ramban. He says, who told the Ramban? How did Ramban know? That the Einish of Shoinis, the Dinish Shoinis, was an Einish in the Bible. For Kert, I'm going to ask you a kasha minayabay from Ramban. There's Ramban in Al Torah, Ramban in Chumash, that says the exact opposite. So Ramban Al Torah says, he actually quotes from the Rambam, Rambam Murnavuchim, actually writes for the Hashkofim, and Machshavas Al Torah. So the Rambam writes that the killing of the Shoaniskol is an oynish to the Bailim. The Ramban says it's not true. I'll bring you right, that's not, it can't be true, says the Ramban. You don't know what can't be true? Is the din that a shor shall hefker that kills? What's the din? It's chayav misa. It's a bishul b'mkano. It's also chayav misa. If the Rambam is right, that it's just an onus and a bailam, there are no bailams. So what are you killing the shor for? Kushan Rabban Mineu Mei. So it's a Peladik Rabban. But let's create another Kasha. There's something else bothering about this Rabban. About reading this Gemara again. Let's go back to this Gemara again for the third time, the same Braisa. Vitanya. Mimashma Shinemar, Sakoy Figel Ashor. This is the Rabban reading. Einia Dea Shinevela. From the fact that there's an Einish to kill the shore, I know automatically that it's called an Avela. Unavela Subechila, I don't understand. All I know automatically is what? That I can't eat it. How do I know it's called an Avela? How do I know it's a lav? Fish take this lav in return. How do I know? Maybe, Sakoy Sakila Shore, I'll concede to the Rambat that skills the shore has to be an Einish of the Baila. And there's no way in the world we can let this meat get put onto the table. So the mitzvah of suckling suckle ashore is almost an oisir of the meat. To fulfill the oinish kedasukhadin, I have to ask for the meat. But why in the world would I call this a lav? Why would I give the guy malchus for this? So maybe the point of loyachos besoros to tell me is that it's a lav in the Torah. Why the kind of lush is that? Any adeshi nevela. Why does that become a nevela? Just because there's a mitzvah of onish on the violin, so we have to take his meat away. Every time we take the meat away from the guy, he's got to call it a lav and a vela. The Rabban is takapella, the Lashon, the Rinfachos is takapella. He says, Elevada shalakach amritayra sheyisachel kidei sheyia dino kinevela. What kinevela? Why is dino kinevela? The fact that it has to be usher? Okay, that is dino kinevela. It's a pella to the Rabban.
Can you say though that if someone else would want to eat the meat, then it'd be fine?
In terms of kosher
mishra, unless if you leave out kosher, yeah, that's a different issue.
How do you see something so sure that it becomes? It's almost the same question. How do you see it becomes also like coal across the board? Maybe it's a localized deal. The bialim can't eat it. It's not a chos asuros. It's not a pel rabba.
So if you spread it out to everybody, you can say that it's the nevela for everybody else.
Right, but the question, but where did that come from? Like, mehecha teisa, that's called nevela. Mehecha teisa. So, kopanim, again, we have our original kashra about why don't we say, oh, maskin, we're dealing with a ben pakua. So, teisa said, come on, you don't give such silly terutim. Rashba said, because the word shor doesn't mean that. The Ritvan, the Ramban, they're all coming up with this razzle dazzle shtikh teira. But the razzle dazzle shtikh teira is only as true if that's really what the Gemara meant in terms of the kashra of the Gemara. And although it solves a few problems, it creates other problems. It's a hard problem. It's a hard problem. You have any other ideas?
Yeah. No, against the Ramban. The fact that the Ramban says that's the male, wouldn't that teach us that it is in the getter of?
Yeah, but that's what the Ramban is saying, that the onesh forces us to make it nevela. So we're not sure why that is. That's exactly Akasha. The onesh forces us to ask for the achila, but why does the onesh force us to make it into a nevela? Nevela is a yordea concept. If the Gemara would have said, "Sakoz any odeya she'asa lachosa," that I would have bought it. So we take a look at the Shibur Kavetzes, the next piece of the Shibur Kavetzes. He quotes the name of one of the other Shibur, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya's out. Got it? Got it? Rabbeinu Yeshaya Zalkos of Azel Hashoyna. Hadolam Mishani, the Itzich Mishaben Vakua. Why doesn't the Gemara just say, Hokam Haskin, it's a Ben Vakua, that word? Mishum Mikom Mokom Nechira. It's a typo there, it should be like boy or something, I don't know what it says now. The Mishkom Mokom Nechira boy, it should be, it says it's fey, it's not correct. Mikom Mokom Nechira boy. What in the world does that mean? Rabbeinu Yeshaya just this from left field. Ben Ishaya just said that a ben pakua is not hefter gomur. You can't take an animal that's a ben pakua and throw it off a roof and then eat it. That piece of information for your day that I gave you 20 minutes ago is incorrect. What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Come on, you don't have to shecht it. Gemara says, 'Pass like the rabbanon.' You don't have to shecht the ben pakua. Shecht it with the mother shechita already." Comes there, Ben Ishaya, and says, "True, you don't have to shecht it, but nechira mi'aboy. What does nechira mean? Nechira means cutting the simanim without following the regular rules of a shechita." Shechita means it's got to be with the proper kind of a knife, it's got to be cut the right way, it's got to be the right amount. It's got to be a spiff of five, a shechita, a lach, moshe, misinais. Mechiras ha-simanim just means cut through the simanim any shape or form. It doesn't, not bound by the din of shechita, but mechira mi-aboy. Comes with Yeshaya and says that it's not fair, it's not accurate to say that Hachamai is given to Ben Pakua, and therefore Ben Pakua would be mutter. It's not true, Ben Pakua would also be also to eat if it was stone, because it has to have Nechira Miyabai, and therefore Ben Pakua is not an option for what the Pasuk is talking about, and then the Brisa reads like a chum. Of course, Rabbi Yeshaya is only as true as that one assumption that he just said. He just told you a din on a level of Deraisa, or the Dash and Pesukim, he just told you a Chiddush on a level of Deraisa. That even though I told you before, Ben Pakua is mutter without shechita, yeah, without shechita, of an achira miyaboy. Sisri and Tayyar, where did that come from? What do the words mean? Achira, where did that come from? And Abashim Mashlim and Ben Pakua, he's achira, where did he get it from? So there's a Taisus in Maseches Chulin that deals with the following kasha. We all know that shechita was given primarily on behemoths. That's what the parsha shechita is. It's a vachtach shetz v'sicha v'tzolcha v'mkarcha. That's the real parsha shechita. We all know, obviously, birds are also shechta. But believe it or not, the Gemara quotes machlekes atanoim. What's the makor that you need shechita for a bird? It doesn't say it in the fair shechita. It says it's a vachtach v'mkarcha v'tzolcha. It doesn't say anything about oifis. So we pask in halacha that Shechitas Oifis is learned out either from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, or it's learned out from Zos Torah Sebehemoth Oifis, a Hekesh from Behemoth Oifis. There's some kind of a Mocha Deraisa somewhere, somehow, the Oifis requires Shechitas Deraisa. So don't think that you know, you can stop buying a tray for chickens and suddenly throw a banana. And we pass in that Niyeh Shechitul Ofman HaTorah. But there's one dissenting Tana, one lone Tana who says, Yerachinami, Ein Shechitul Oifman HaTorah El Medivis Eifman. The whole requirement of Shechitas Oifis is only with the Rabbanan. One time in the beginning of the Berachah Chul holds that way. It's only the whole din of Shechitas Oifis is only Midrashan. So comes Tosis with a Balkash. Tosis says there's a din in the Torah called Niblos of Tahor, the Tami Rebeis Habliyah. It's a din that normally, if a person touches something, they become Tame. It's a Sheretz Veil said, you touch certain things, you become Tame. Move certain things, you become Tame. If you have a dead bird, dead chicken wasn't shechted properly, it's nivus of tahor. If you touch it, you don't become tummy. If you move it, you don't become tummy. Strangely enough, if you take a piece of it, a kazayis, and you swallow it, then you become tummy. How do you know that? It's a pasuk chumash. I mean, not explicitly, but Tosh Rafael says in the pasuk, Nevelu treifel yochel tamapa, comes to Tosh Rafael, Lachmash Vesini, and says, what that pasuk means is, Nevelu treifel yochel tamapa, that's referring to a nivlas of tahor. Why does he use the lashon nevelu treifa? To tell me yesh bevino treifa. It means a type of a bird that treifas makes a difference to. A kosher species of bird. If you eat a kezayis of a kosher species of bird that wasn't shechted, there's a halacha lash mesinai that you become tame. It's metame beis avliya. It's the strangest tumah. It's different from all of the tumahs in the Torah. That's the din. Nivlas of tahor is metame beis avliya. What's Tosis kasha? Let's get Tosis Tosis kasha. If you hold ancient Hebrew health in the Torah, can someone please tell me what exactly is a nivlus of tahor? What do the words mean? If you hold that when we paskin that yesh Hebrew health in the Torah, you have to shech the chicken. So if you didn't shech the chicken, so then you have a nivlus of tahor. But if you hold that ancient Hebrew health in the Torah, so then there's no such thing as a nivlus of tahor. How do you eat chicken? You hit the chicken over the head and eat it. So there's no such thing as a nivlus of tahor. Nivlus Nevela only exists when there's a mitzvah shechita. Nevela is the opposite of shechuta. If there's no such thing as shechuta, so what's my nevela? That's the Tosis kasha. Nobody in the world could deny this halacha mash mesidah nivus of tahor. From sugyas and sugyas and sugyas and mishnayas and shas, sugyas and mesedas tarus about nivus of tahor. So how you talking? How does that Tana understand the parish of nivus of tahor? So comes Tosis and says, tell the answer. Says Tosis, even if you hold that ain't shechita lof min haTorah. Nechira miyaboy. You still have to kill the bird by cutting through the simon. Get banged over the head. You have to shech. You have to not shech. I mean, you have to cut the simon. You don't have to shech them with all the hilchas shechitas with the proper knife with the shehi with the shehi adras achlan agor bebigor. All the hilchas shechita. Allah says those don't apply. The Eifas Minat Torah says one Tana. But nechirim yiboy. You have to kill the animal, you have to kill the bird through cutting sibanim, that's not negotiable. On the level of the araisa. Therefore, nivlus of torm in the araisa means that it wasn't nochor. It was a shot, it was banged over the head, it wasn't cut through the sibanim, thus the nivlus of torm in a torm.
Even in the case of Sakal Yisakal, you could still have a shore that's alive and you could do the chira.
No, if you throw it off the cliff.
Maybe it's alive and then.
No, no, well, the mitzvah of skila is to kill it through skila. You know, throw it off the cliff and then throw a rock on it, throw a rock set. It means you got to get it dead. After it's dead, it's not doing the chira if it's dead already. The chira is not going to work here. Just to cut off the simon if it's dead is not going to matter. So, what did we just do? We just gave him a Rishaya, another Rishaya on his side, which we have two Rishaya we don't understand. So we don't understand what in the world Rabbi Yishai is talking about. He's saying that, oh, by the way, Ben Pekua doesn't go in the Shechita, but don't tell anybody, it still needs Nechira Midiraisa. Come Taizen Chul and it says, oh, by the way, Eifes according to one town does Nechita, but don't tell anybody, it really needs Nechira Midiraisa. No, what's going on here? What is going on with this kind of undercurrent in Halacha? We're finding examples of Bali Chayim that don't have to be Shechita for some strange reason, because the birds or the Ben Pekua's, and yet the Rishayim are throwing at us this idea, Nechira Midiraisa. Where does this come from? What is this based on? Nechira miyaboy? Where was that Nechira? Where did this Nechira? Never heard of it. I never heard of Nechira. Says another Tosis. Another Tosis.
Nechira was in the Midbar, no?
Okay, the Gemara and Chulin according to one opinion speaks about Nechira in the Midbar. Beside Nechira, according to one opinion.
They didn't have to shech the animals, right?
So according to one Tana in Maseches Chulin, the mitzvah shechita was only given. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to be given to Klai Yisrael when they entered the Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, they can kill it in any way they want it, but it had to be derech mechira. Right. So another example. So we have all these cases of somehow Bali Chayim that are getting killed for eating, the kosher that didn't shechita, but nechira miyaboy in their aisa. What's the come now? What's going on? Where did this come from? So there's a Taisus of Maseches Chulin, the South Berach of Chulin. The comments on the following pasuk. Utvoach, Tevach, Vehochein. Where's the Chul? The pasuk when Yosef invites his brothers into the meal, and he tells us, Ishal Beisel. Says right, Pashas Bikets. It's Yosef's Pasha, right? It always done from Shabbos Chanukah. You know the Pashas Bikets man. Utvoach, Tevach, Vehochein. What does Chazal say? So Chazal say Utvoach, Tevach, Vehochein. Yosef told the Ishal Beisel to tell his brothers, don't worry. Everything's been taken care of. The food is kosher. He said, show them that the animal was shechted. So he stayed in Chazal. Show them the animal was shechted. So Tais says to Kasha, show them the animal was shechted. What? Shechita wasn't until years later. Until Mandira. Or she said, show them the animal was shechted. So Tais gives two terrors. One Torah and Tosfos says what?
They kept the Torah.
They kept the Torah. Called them out of Torah. Just derech agav. What do you see from that Tosfos? Who does he disagree with? The famous what? The Rabban of Torah. The Rabban of Torah says they only kept the Torah where? Only in Eretz Yisrael. And this is a Mitzrayim. So that's interesting. The Kud they see from that Tosfos. Remember, we spoke about this in Beit Shemesh. Two trips ago. One of those esoteric shiurim in Beit Shemesh. One night.
Maybe they kept it while they were on vacation.
it was on a Pesach program in Mitzrayim. Check the box. So I couldn't get a whole week put. I mean, you know, some jam. Okay, Rabbi said. But for Eidi Shlomo, says Taisus, Yosef didn't tell him to show him the Chashchit to open up your day of the first 28 Simanim. He just showed them what? The chira, show them that the Simanim are cut. Don't think we shot it in the stomach. We cut the Simanim. That's all that's necessary. The brothers saw that. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Kosher under the supervision of Rabbi Lut of Goshen. Fine, it's kosher, no problem. Nechira. Sorry, Nechira. What is this talking about? They're goyim, they're b'nei noyach. The brothers thought he was a regular goy. What's going on? So there's some achorin who write, according to this Tais, it's an unbelievable chiddush. Some achorin write, yeah, we have to refine this to the outside world, but goyim are only permitted, goyim, I said, are only allowed to eat meat derech nechira. any other way of killing animals is not accepted, not just by mitzvah satira, but that's almost a subcategory of something in chai related. I'm not sure what it is. There's some kind of a din, even that's noyam b'nei noyach, that you have, the only method that's available, that's acceptable to kill an animal, is derech nesibonim. That's a given for all kol bei olam. What was this chadish about in Torah was, mechira is not enough. You have to do mechira in a very, very special, unique way. That's what we call today shechita. Therefore, even in situations where, for whatever reason, the parsha shechita wasn't given, the original din still exists. The chira is always there. The chiddush atar shechita wasn't given in case X, Y, and Z. But the chira is going to come and the chira is still present. So come the achronim and say, that's what's going on in the Tosfos. That's what's going on in Rabbi Yeshaya. What did Tosfos say in the simple case? What did Tosfos say? Birds, according to one Tana, was never the chiddush atar shechita. It's a Torah never says anywhere, there's not a word about shechting birds. So one Tana said, "Taka not true, minat Torah to shech birds, but it doesn't mean you can shoot them in the stomach. It means you have to do the chira. No worse than it. You're no better than a guy." And that's the nidav nivus of tar. Nivus of tar means that you killed it in a way that wasn't nechira. That's taka nevela. It's taka matava based on belief. And that's what Ben Yishai is saying also. The chiddush haTorah of kol shem behemah techil that the ben pikul doesn't eat shechita. It doesn't eat shechita Yisrael. Doesn't mean the shechita that was the scotch of Matan Torah, but the original din of Mechira, that we had it better than anything else. And therefore we have a bizarre scenario where we, post Matan Torah, are paskin in Shaz Ruchas Mechira. And we have to reckon with Mechira Midaraisa, either on Oifas, according to one day on Tosfos, or the Midbar, according to one day on the Gemara, or Ben Pekuah, according to Ben Yeshaya. And based on this Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Zakta Ben Yeshaya, and his Chiddush, therefore Ben Baku is not a valid answer to Safa Yisachal Hashar. Of course, all the other Rishonim would have heard of this. All the other Rishonim will give different derits in the Rabban's derits and the Rashba's derits. No one would have heard of this derits. They obviously held one of two things. Either they never heard of this whole thing, never heard that Shechita, that there's any din of Nechira ever to anybody. Or, even al Atzah, there is a din of Nechira, one could argue that Bekua doesn't need Bekua. Bekua is better than an oif. Why? Why is a Bekua even better than an oif?
Maybe kids had Shechita already.
It had Shechita already. It had Shechita of its mother. The Sivan Bekut already. According to the doctors, the veterinarians, the Sivan looked pretty intact because you don't know how to look at the Sivan properly. If you really knew how to look at the Sivan, the Dos is a Chotof, there's a Shachot, there's a Nochot, there's Don, there's history. So just because you reject the Rabbeinu Yishai doesn't necessarily mean you reject the Sol Shnei Chatzera. You may want to reject it anyway because you just can't believe it. But just reject the Rabbeinu Yishai doesn't mean you reject the Shnei Chatzera. So how many Tirutzim we have so far? We have a few Tirutzim. We have a Tosfos, we had a Rashba, we had two, we had a Ritva, we have a Rabbeinu Yishai.
So any of these animals that we can get away with in Chira, would we still have any Heterim of Eber Menachai that we have by Shechita?
You mean putting together what we spoke about last 2 weeks ago? You're doing a chira on it. I don't think so, because the Gemara says all those problems by goyim. Even though goyim also would have to do a chira according to this. Right. I think that.
So then, when you start cutting these simanim, so then even for a goy, it should be butter.
Oh, because you're doing it. So it's been that whole Gemara chulin is against the.
Yeah,
unless you say that now that din that was only said by shechita. That's part of the chiddush atar shechita. Yeah, I don't know. Think about that one. Let's put together two shirim. I don't know.
Then there wouldn't be any.
Right, then you would never have that case of Ein Machil B'nei Me'ayim L'goyim. Right. So Rabbi said it's one last teretz also presented by Rabbi Yishai. Another very creative teretz of discussion. Back to the same piece. Inami. We're going to skip a little bit. We're going to skip the next Inami. Go to the next Inami. So it's four lines into Rabbi Yishai. Inami towards the end of the line. L'matil Yochum Ben Pekua. We cannot say the pasuk talking about a ben pekua. The adraba lo havi mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yeshaya, if a ben pekua gores an animal, and you can stone the ben pekua today or tomorrow, it's not called a shor haniskal. You know why? The lo dami l'shachta l'yachah shenik badino, el lakodim shenik badino, the mechi shenishchata imahu shachot. What did he say? It's unbelievable. He says, a ben baku is the one case where the din of layoff of the Zohar can't apply to. Akasha was, let that be the case. It can't be the case. Why? It's shechted already. It's done. It's history. It's like a dead shore that kills a shore. A shechted shore somehow. It's walking around. It was really shechted and someone figures out it gets up and it gore somebody. That's not, that can't be such a place to go ashore. It's dead already. It's shechted already. So therefore, says Rabbi Yeshaya, you can't give a case of a ben pukua. Ben pukua is going to be undermined because once it's already shechted, it's not even subject to become a shore in the school anymore. It's such an obvious teretz. How come nobody else thought of that teretz? It's so poshut. Conceptually, it's poshut. So if I say, let me ask you a funny question. Okay? Bear with me for the funny question. I just said, it's such a dove of poshut ad ba'oid. If a shore is shechted, it's already shechted, whatever that means, it's shechted. And then it gores an animal after that point. That's crazy. It's shechted, it's running around like a chicken without its head, right? And it gores an animal, gores a person, kills a person. So the Rabbi Yishai just said, once shechita was chal on it, it's not showing this call anymore. Why not? What can there be a dinner show in this call being chal even after shechita?
Because it's dead.
I would be gomer that dino on it. I quickly get to Beis Din 23 day on really fast and say chayav, and then it would die. And the last of the meat, I'll show it.
The shore in Iskall doesn't apply to dead things. It'll apply. You know.
Why not? Why is that so posh?
It's not called a shore, I thought.
Back to linguistics. Yeah. Don't say shore on the menu. It's such a silly kasha, but it's not so silly at all.
What's
it like?
Just
to say Methashur. There's a machlekes at exactly what moment in time does a shura niskal become osur bano? Rebbe Gemara said, you gomer dino, right? And then you shecht it, and you're not eat it, right? That's the din. That's what the pasuk ultimately means. With all the kashmir and pukul put aside, that's the din. The animal that killed somebody, we're gomer dino, we shecht it, it's not osur. What point did it become also? So the Bechayesh Rebbeinu Tam and everybody else. Most of you should have learned that you know at what moment it became also? The moment of Gemar Din. And let's say you were going with Din on the shore and you want to take a little ride around the block before you take it to the base of Skila. So most of you should have said that's also the Torah. It's also minority. Rebbeinu Tam disagrees with the system. Holds bound that it's still Bechayim. It's not asr b'no. You don't need a skila to asr it, but you need at least a shechita. You need a death of the animal. Kol's ba'al, it's b'chayim, it's not asr b'no. The shechita li'acha gmar din is the oisir, not the gmar din itself. You had a complicated machlekes, and Henry, why Rabbi Natam said that what the prophet said, not for that. Rabbi Natam says, ultimately, it's the shechita sabahema that is the oisir of the asr b'no. And most of the other Rishonim said, it's not the Shechita, that's the Oser. It's the Gmardin, it's the Oser. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's the Shechita, that's the Oser, then I understand Rabbeinu Yeshaya's second Teretz very well. It makes a lot of sense. If you already did a Shechita, the potential Oser was done, and it didn't Oser because it hadn't gored yet, so now you're going to turn around with Mafrei and say, what's going to be the Oser? The only possible Oser is the Shechita. The Shechita was already done. But according to both of the other Rishonim, you don't need a shechita to be oser. The oser is the gemar din. So have a gemar din on the ben pakua. What's the big deal? Why can't you do a gemar din on the ben pakua? If it's the animal mamish is dead, literally lying on the floor dead, so somehow we can't have a gemar din on that one dead. Ben pakua is not really dead. We don't know it's not dead. It's walking around. Looks very healthy. Let's do a gemar din on it. Why not? Rabbi Yishai said, you can't create a nisr shor, a nisko on something which is already shach. Why not? If you hold that the shechit is the ice, that makes a lot of sense. But that was only Rabbi Natan. If you're like most of the Rishonim, they would not have given this teretz to Rabbi Yeshaya. That's why they're in Bandura, they're other Rashba. None of them gave that teretz, because none of them hold it Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Yishai, when all the dust settled from the Shor HaNiskel story, we had one simple kasha. the kasha that we wouldn't have asked, but Baruch Hashem, the Rishonim didn't listen to us. They asked the kasha. Otherwise, we wouldn't have talked about it. So Rishonim and the kasha. Why does the Gemara jump to say the Lord of the Sar is talking about something different? Maybe Hakam Haskir is talking about Sokhi Sokhal HaBen Pekua. It's talking about a Ben Pekua. So Taisvis is going to the Rashba saying, that's silly, we're not talking about Ben Pekuas. The Rashba says, it could have been talking about Ben Pekua, but Ben Pekua is not called the shore, so therefore linguistically it's not correct. The Ritva said, it can't be talking about a Ben Pekua because we misunderstood the whole Eni Adesh and Avela. It wasn't a Yerde, it was a Cheshe Mishpat child, which would apply equally to a Ben Pekua with all the pros and cons of the Ramban's Teretz. Then we show Ben Yishai's first Teretz that it can't be talking about Ben Pekua because Ben Pekua still needs Nechira, which led us to question where in the world that came from. Took us a tour through the world of Nechira. Then Ben Yishai's second Teretz is that it's impossible to be a Ben Pekua because a Ben Pekua is already Shechter and without Shechit you can't have an Isser, which led us to the Machlokes Ben Tam Yad Rishayim. So we have five different Teretzim to this Kasha, the Kasha we were going to ask, five different Kashas, each one has its own world of Nechira.